Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about setting up a CI/CD pipeline using GitHub Actions for automated deployments. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a fun ride.
Oh, CI/CD, always a hot topic. So, what's the big deal with these pipelines anyway? Why should our listeners care?
Well, imagine constantly having to manually test and deploy your code. Tedious, right? A CI/CD pipeline automates all of that, building, testing, and deploying code every time you make a change to your repository. This article uses a Node.js app as an example and deploys it to a VPS.
Got it. So continuous integration, or CI, is all about automating the testing and merging of new code?
Exactly. And continuous delivery, or CD, takes it further by automating the deployment process so your latest version is always ready for release. Pretty slick, huh?
Definitely. So where does GitHub Actions fit into all of this?
GitHub Actions is the star of the show. It's the platform that lets you automate these processes directly within your GitHub repositories. You define workflows in a YAML file, which are basically sets of tasks that run automatically, like when you push a new pull request or merge code to production.
I see. So the article walks through setting this up?
Absolutely. It starts with setting up your Node.js project and GitHub repository. Then you set up some secret variables in GitHub, things like your SSH key, server IP, and Docker username, so your workflow can access them securely.
Security is key. What's next?
Then you create the actual workflow file, usually called deploy.yml. This is where the magic happens. You define the steps: checking out code, setting up Node.js, installing dependencies, and building the project.
And for deploying to Docker Hub,
the article shows you how to create a separate job for building the Docker image and pushing it to your Docker Hub repository. Then you use the Appleboy SSH action to execute commands on your remote server via SSH. This allows you to stop the existing container, pull the latest image, and restart everything automatically.
Automation for the win. Is it complex to set up the runners where these actions execute?
Not at all. The article explains two types: GitHub-hosted runners and self-hosted runners. GitHub-hosted are VMs managed by GitHub. Super convenient. Self-hosted runners are your own machines that you register with GitHub, giving you more control. The author explains how to set up self-hosted runners as well, step by step.
So once the pipeline's set up, you just push your changes, and GitHub Actions handles the rest.
Exactly. Make a change, push to your main branch, and watch the magic unfold in the Actions tab. It's like having a personal DevOps assistant.
This sounds incredibly efficient. Any final thoughts?
This setup really streamlines the development process. Less manual work, fewer errors, and faster deployments. The author concludes by saying even smaller companies can benefit from using GitHub Actions to set up their CI/CD pipelines. So go out there, automate everything, and happy coding. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.